2 Corinthians, chapter 2. But I determined this for myself, that I would not come again to you with sorrow. For if I make you sorry, who then is he who makes me glad but he who is made sorry by me? And I wrote this very thing, lest, when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in all of you, that my joy is the joy of all of you. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be made sorry, but that you might know the love which I have more abundantly to you. But if any has caused sorrow, he has caused sorrow, not to me, but in part, that I press not too heavily, to all of you. Sufficient to such a one is this punishment which was inflicted by the many. So that on the contrary you should rather forgive him and comfort him, lest by any means such a one should be swallowed up with too much sorrow. Therefore I urge you to confirm your love toward him. For to this end also I wrote, that I might know the proof of you, whether you are obedient in all things. But to whom you forgive anything, I forgive also, for what I also have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, for your sakes I have forgiven it in the presence of Christ. That no advantage may be gained over us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now when I came to Troas for the good news of Christ, and when a door was opened to me in the Lord, I had no relief for my spirit, because I did not find Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went forth into Macedonia, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and makes manifest through us the savor of his knowledge in every place. For we are a sweet savor of Christ to God, in those who are saved, and in those who perish. To the one a savor from death to death, to the other a savor from life to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as the many, corrupting the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ.